We shall talk about salmon in the saloon, and we hope to see a rise in the stocks of salmon. And now we've got the IHSA salmon, the International Association for the Defense of Atlantic Salmon, and the president of that association is with us. That's Mr. Jean Alardi. So let's listen to his vision of the future seen from the viewpoint of a salmon fisherman.
Thank you, Roberto. Thank you for providing me with the opportunity to express my thoughts. I also want to thank the team to have what is our association, the IHSA. It's an old association set up, a nonprofit association set up in 1957. So we've been working for more than 50 years. It has been recognized as being of public interest in 1985. And at the time, I was not a member of the IHSA. It has been working from the very start among other NGOs so as to preserve the good stock of the salmon and their habitats. That's why we are here today. Every year, we pay a colleague who goes to the NASCO meeting. It is an organization of the Atlantic Salmon Preservation. So we are not the sole organization to fight for preservation of Atlantic salmon, which really needs our help. And IHSA is not a traditional activist association. I'm really convinced about it. Somehow, the example of the River Selun can be used elsewhere and has been sealed elsewhere. For instance, we've worked on the Poutès Dam, and the APF colleagues are there, and the people who live there, who fish there, of course, are the best ones to tell us what needs to be done or not to be done, and we are there to actually help them to find a consensus. The Poutès Dam has not been removed, and the new Poutès Dam, even though the dam has experienced some difficulties, but the dam is there. And when we will be told that one of the main drawbacks of the Poutès was the length of the water reservoir, and then we will be able to reduce that length from 3 kilometers to hundreds of meters. And that's a compromise. I think we have to accept those compromises. And if you're not there to accept those compromises, we will be known as fanatists. But we are not this kind of people. But we are convinced that wild salmon and their habitats, and of course, it is important to consider both fishes and their habitat because the species is not a threatened. So wild salmon and its habitat are endangered species. You just have to look at the maps published by Max Thibault. We can see how we have reached that situation, a complete depletion of the stock of North Atlantic salmon. There remains actually some on the Breton rivers, were pretty close to the river. So the threat is there. Farmed salmon that can be found less than €10 per kilo in supermarket is in best condition. It is also a threat for wild salmon, and the farming mode is a huge danger, use a threat on the wild salmon, which will gather to nurture, to feed in the northern seas. So in these salmon actually is in danger everywhere. So it is true that today we need energy to shave, for instance, in the morning. Okay, we plug in an electric shaving device, so we need power. But we must think also of producing electricity power in another manner, not multiplying dams, either small or large ones, on our territories. When we see the number of dams that were built before the Second World War and after the Second World War, it is a huge number. After the Second World War, France was or had to be rebuilt, and therefore power was important. And EDF, for a range of reasons, has set up nuclear power stations. And in order to cool a nuclear power station, you need cold water. And the cold water comes from different places, different rivers. And we live in a country where most of the hydropower production comes for us in the construction of a dam. There are three main phases. The first phase is to realize that in all dams, whatever the nature, the local people opposed, fought against the creation of the water reservoir. And I think the best example of this is, I think, in the 50s, a big dam of Tignes in the French Alps Mountains, when people actually locked themselves up in their houses. And you must keep that in mind. Each time a dam is being built, a village is flooded, hamlets are flooded, and of course a natural heritage then is underwater. I'm thinking about the gorge of the Loire that was in Villeray, so I wonder why we did such a dam in that place, which only led to a concentration, a lot of mud. And the colleagues of EDF are pretty good. So dividing is a good thing so as to rain better, and therefore there were some compulsory purchase. And when the Saint-Croix dam was done, some people remember a Forbidden Games, a French movie. And farmers from Fontaine-l'Évêque didn't declare the truth. The mushrooms they were actually selling on the market in the Dordogne area. So EDF said, okay, you need to declare this because otherwise you make a compulsory purchase. So people have seen their best lands flooded under the water, Saint-Croix-du-Vernon, for instance. And then the village was rebuilt. Savines was also rebuilt. Lots of villages were rebuilt. So we tried to forget the valley and the men and the heritage that is now under the water, and men were living there. Once the dam is built, of course, the lake, the water reservoir, creates new values, campsites, boating activities, sailing, whatever. According, of course, to the layout of the dam, the structure of the dam, its location. Okay, some people will enjoy boating. You can see that on the Serre-Ponçon Lake, for instance. And the people request the manager of the dam not to lower the water reservoir level during summer, because it is so important for tourism. So we do not lower the water level. So of course, it is terrible to have gaps or differences in the water level during summer. But of course, there are species of fishes in the deep layers of the lake, 100 meters deep, for instance, and there's some cold water. There are some salmonids which can stay in the Vouglans Dam, which is a rather young dam. But the last fishing activities that were carried out within the framework of the scientific program, and more than 50% of the biomass is made by silurids, giant catfish present upstream. And people do not mention what will happen when the dam will be removed. The silurids will not, of course, disappear. And so today on the River Sélune, we have, that's the third phase. Third phase, of course, dams have not been done, the Serre de la Fare, upstream of the Loire catchment area. So EDF and the state, of course, are pressing to do those. But mindsets are changing. Today at Serre de la Fare, on the River Sélune, we are faced with a new experience that we do not know. There is a dam. The state has decided to remove that dam. And there's a lake, a water reservoir, which is there, which is aging. And therefore, the préfet was forced to make a decision. And that is normal, really, in the history of if you provide obstacles on the water course, sooner or later, we have seen the crazy example of South Korea. There are no rivers left, really. The very nature and principle of the rivers have been really damaged extensively. The sole difference, really, here is, okay, we are going to remove the Vezin Dam. So we are faced with a new phase of the project. How will the removal of the dam will take place? So, of course, we can use the arguments of the people who experienced and worked at the Leger project. So, of course, there are the former examples of the removal of Saint-Étienne-du-Vigan dam removal. So that's where we are. And nobody has the answer. What shall we do? I think you must keep that in mind. People do not know. Maybe the salmon may come back. Maybe they will not come back. And that will be a failure if they do not come back. What we are convinced, actually, is that it is necessary that the elected representative, the NGOs, fishermen, all the stakeholders, talked to each other or brought together around the table and accept to talk to each other. That's where we are. And the best people to deal with this dossier are not the people like me from Paris. A river must remain a river. When people understand how a river works, functions, and we've seen a different scientific evidences, the ecological continuum concept is important, of course. And I think, in my opinion, in our opinion, I think we have to size the opportunity so as to further this concept, this conviction. A river must remain a river, i.e., we have to explain to the people, raise the awareness of the people about what a river is. We could talk about hours about this. I'm not here for that, really. But I would like just say and use a famous sentence, a phrase that was said a long time ago in 1967, long live the free Selun. So it's a reminder, of course, of a famous sentence said by General de Gaulle in the Quebec in Canada when he said long live Quebec. So long live the free Selun, the free river Selun. So we have to spend some time, but history is there. We are there, we gather, and we discuss what can we do in the valley. What is certain is that it will be difficult to find people to defend an open wasteland, and therefore we must work so that we can draw some benefits from the removal of the dam. Thank you very much for listening to me.